In this episode, I am going to talk to you guys about one of the major secrets that is driving a ton of growth for us on Instagram. I'm prepared to show receipts, but I can't show them through a podcast. We've grown by 20,000 Instagram followers since 2020. A little bit wild. Let's cue that intro, and I'm going to share with you guys exactly what's working today. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So, of course, it's me, your host, Rachel, and I'm excited because there are a lot of different things that we have been implementing. We've really and truly cracked the code on Instagram, which if you have followed my journey at all, you know how challenging the journey was of growing my Instagram after watching it die for years. Oh, that was so painful. Okay, not really painful. There are real problems in life, but I want to share with you guys one of the major things that is helping to drive growth right now. Without this, we would still be growing, but I don't think it would be this exponential growth that we're experiencing, and that is Reels. But before you immediately change the channel and say like, no, I'm not doing it, I'm going to share with you the Lazy Person's Guide to Success with Instagram Reels and how to use Instagram Reels to grow your Instagram account. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Sometimes people think I'm like this natural machine that just gets work done. That is a learned behavior. I'm actually really lazy, and I will own that. I like shortcuts. I like easy. I like sitting on my couch. I love binging TV shows. I love mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I don't like anything that makes me sweat, including hard work. So I have to put that out there because I want you to know that the things that I've learned for growth have taken time. They're not easy. It's not my natural instinct. But spending years stressing over growth on Instagram, of course, once again, that's a first world stress and struggle, but trying to grow on Instagram for years, once I found things that worked, I was like, this is a lot easier than being stressed and frustrated that I'm not having growth. So I'm going to share with you guys what's been working for us because this has been huge. A lot of people are saying you can only grow on Instagram if you record your Reels inside of the Reels app, and I'm here to completely dispel that myth. Now, Instagram released like this big statement making it sound like the only Instagram Reels that they were going to promote were the ones that were recorded in their app. And what's interesting is we actually had the same conversation when I was on a call with Snapchat Corporate. I'm wondering if I can log in here now today. Let's see if it works. We, of course, have been growing on Snapchat just using reposted content from TikTok with the watermark removed. And I really don't know Snapchat, if I'm being honest. Okay, so this is wild. In the last month, we have gotten 210,000 views on Snapchat without ever creating a single piece of content directly in Snapchat. So even though Snapchat Corporate asked me to please create inside of the app itself, they are promoting content as long as it doesn't promote other platforms. The same thing is absolutely true with Instagram Reels. I think I've created one or two Instagram Reels inside of the Instagram Reels platform, like itself, that actual creator, and I didn't like it. I thought it was a really terrible experience. Maybe it's because I'm so familiar with TikTok. I know where everything is. I know how to make things happen. I personally prefer creating content in TikTok. So I'm going to share this with you. I personally create 3 to 10 TikToks per day, Monday through Friday. And if people say that's completely unnecessary for growth, okay, well, I'm also at 718,000 followers, and sometimes I get anywhere from, you know, 100,000 to 3 million views per day. Actually, I'm always in that range. So I don't know. You can take advice from other people, or you can take advice from someone who's actively growing in the trenches, making things happen. So since I'm able to create 3 to 10 TikToks per day, it's a huge priority in our business. And you don't have to create that many to be successful, I promise, but it does speed up growth, which is my goal. I love growing. I love making things happen. I'm able to look at all of my TikToks that I created for the day and select the TikToks that I feel might perform well on Instagram. Now, here's the truth. Any TikTok could perform well on Instagram as long as it's under 30 seconds. Instagram reels have to be a maximum of 30 seconds. So they could be 5 seconds, 7 seconds, 15 seconds, up to 30 seconds. So your videos that are even 30 and a half seconds aren't going to work on reels because it will cut them off. Although I will say, if you guys don't know who Lindley is, Lindley Lofton Hips is amazing. And she is crushing it with TikToks that she reposted on Instagram reels that even cut off and they're still going viral, which is so funny. Okay, so what I do is I'll look at my TikToks for the day. And of course, now I have a full-time team member who's amazing, Nicole, who helps me with this process. And what we'll do is we downloaded an app called SaveTalk. There are other ones that work as well. I like SaveTalk because it works really fast. It's cheap. I think it's actually free. So what I'll do is I go to the TikTok that I want to share on Instagram. I'm going to select to copy the link. I open up the SaveTalk app. And then there's a little button that says Save TikTok. This only works if you've already copied the link from TikTok, and this only works on public videos. So I'm going to click Save TikTok. I'm going to click Save Now, and it's going to take the watermark off of my TikTok. Then from there, and I'm walking you guys through this, by the way, I will also release some YouTube videos all about Reels. So if you do not yet subscribe to my YouTube, you may want to hop on there, subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any of my trainings. We put out 3 to 7 trainings for free every single week with no advertisements. I don't know if you knew that. All right, so let's go ahead and open up Instagram. From there, I'm walking you guys through my workflow, okay? I'm going to go ahead and click the button in the very middle that looks like Reels, right? It looks like a little video. I'm going to click the upper right-hand corner that looks like a camera. And there, I'm going to bring in the video that I just had the watermark removed for. And I'm going to click Add. Then I'm going to move forward. Now, here's the cool part. This is really, really, really important. If you skip these steps, I'm sorry for all the people who already left this podcast because they're like, oh man, I can't see what she's doing. You're going to miss out on all the gold. You can write a caption, and I like to write captions that ask questions, that encourage people to comment, that ask people what they think if they've ever experienced this, something engaging that adds another conversation point. You're going to add 30 niche down hashtags in the caption at the end of your caption. 30, yes, no less. Niche down, yes. I personally like to use flick.tech to find low competition hashtags. And then this is really important. Before I hit share, I'm going to make sure that I'm sharing to my feed. There's a little button you can toggle, and it has a blue setting and a gray setting, which means it's off. Make sure it's on. Make sure the setting is blue. Maybe in your app it's green, but make sure that that setting is on. Yes, it is going to disrupt your pretty aesthetic feed. Yes, that's totally fine. We're talking about big time growth here. This is a game changer. And then you're going to hit share. That is it. I try to share 2 or 3 reels per day because they create exponential growth. Now I'm going to give you guys a couple heads up. I'm going to first and foremost open up all of my reels and see where they're at in terms of views because this is kind of cool. I just shared one like 10 minutes ago and it has 2,900 views. I have the one from yesterday is at 20K, 9,059 views, 25,000 views, 21,000, 28,000, 36,000, 27,000, 1.7 million. Ah! So powerful. 30,000, 15,000, 31,000, 43,000, 26,000, 624,000, 82,000, 647,000, 17,000, 33,000, 86,000, 100,000, 15,000, 17,000, 16,000, 52,000, 20,000. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of growth potential with Instagram Reels. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing now why this is so important, listen to this podcast episode again from the beginning because you want to follow my steps step by step for success on Reels. Now, the beautiful thing that I will give you the heads up about is Reels expose you to new audiences. So while it is a helpful thing, I just want to remind you that you will also reach audiences that aren't as kind with Reels. So prepare yourself, give yourself permission to not check the watermarks beyond the initial set of content. For example, I have one of my most controversial videos ever, which this one reached over 1 million views like overnight on TikTok. And this one is going to hit some ugly audiences because it's my postpartum body. And this doesn't make sense on the landscape of Instagram. So it's going to reach a lot of people who are going to be like, thank you so much for this. It's also going to reach some very, very angry people. I get really mean messages. I'm so grateful. I don't have to check those anymore. I have my team check those because they don't get their feelings hurt the same way I do. They actually become very defensive and strong, which I kind of like. But all of this to say, get on Reels. Now, if you're looking for inspiration or ideas for Instagram Reels content / aka the lazy marketer's way of doing it, where I put them on TikTok and then share them onto Reels following the process I outlined in this podcast episode, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and we put together 300 plus ideas totally for free that you can use in TikToks, on Instagram Reels, or on TikToks to be repurposed on Instagram Reels. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.